Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The House committee investigating January 6th has ended its final hearing, recommending that former President Donald Trump be charged with insurrection, obstruction of an official proceeding of Congress, conspiracy to defraud the United States, and conspiracy to make false statements. Early in the hearing, the vice chair, Liz Cheney, described former President Trump sitting in the White House dining room that day, refusing to intervene to stop the violence.
During this time, law enforcement agents were attacked and seriously injured. The Capitol was invaded, the electoral count was halted, and the lives of those in the Capitol were put at risk. In addition to being unlawful, as described in our report, this was an utter moral failure and a clear dereliction of duty.
Let's talk about some specifics of the hearing with Ankush Karduri. He is a former federal prosecutor. Ankush, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So your reaction to these specific criminal referrals, what jumps out?
You know, I'm intrigued by the very last one, which I think was news, the conspiracy to make false statements.
False statements.
Yeah. The three others had been sort of previewed in reporting from last week, and I think are not terribly surprising given the committee members, articulated views over the course of the hearings and also the information that they produced and their very transparent kind of perspective on it and Trump's malfeasance. That last conspiracy for, to issue false statements, I'll be sort of intrigued to learn a little bit more about what was behind that. But in terms of like the sort of overarching takeaway, I think the committee's like telegraphed that this is where they were headed. It's undeniably a significant and historic event, however expected it may have been. So that's sort of what I'm thinking about.
Okay. Now, these referrals hold no legal weight. But as far as making an argument to the Justice Department and to the American public, where is the argument the strongest and where is the argument perhaps not so strong?
You know, I think the strongest argument that the committee put together over the summer was the very first one that they presented, which was that Trump knew that he lost and lied to the public for months about it, and that this was a central component of an effort to stay in office and that may have run afoul of multiple criminal laws. I don't think it's any accident that that was the first theme that they presented to the public. I thought that was where the evidence was most robust, if not airtight and if not, vulnerable to limitations of congressional fact gathering. But that to me is, I think the committee itself has indicated through its own actions that that's the one where it feels like it's on the strongest footing. I think the dereliction of duty theory that you referenced Cheney referring to is an intriguing one. It's it would be novel and complicated because we generally do not hold people liable for failures to act unless that there is a specific and clear duty imposed upon them to engage in some action. But I think the committee has actually been surprisingly persuasive on that theory by presenting to the public repeatedly how easy it would have been for Trump to intervene, how costless it would have been for him to intervene, and how at best he seemed to sort of revel or at least tolerate the chaos, the violent chaos that was unfolding at the Capitol for several hours.
Now, for those at the Justice Department, for the team in at the Special Prosecutor's Office, what did they take from this committee and its coming report?
So I'm sure they'll be reading it very closely. I'm also quite confident that their interest is going to be mostly in the raw investigative material rather than necessarily, just reading the summaries or whatever. They're going to want to read the full account from people, not just the excerpts that were presented during the hearings or identified in the report. So I do think that they're going to be interested in the committee's maybe analysis, just as they would be interested in any informed analysis of a complex legal topic by smart lawyers. But I'm not sure it will go much beyond that. I think they're going to want to dig into new information, new evidence, and see how that ties into the investigation that's ongoing.
Okay. Now, the word insurrection is one. We Americans don't hear that word. We don't use that word very often. Remind us what it means in this context and why it's important.
Well, it is supposed to be, you know, sort of connote an effort to overthrow the government, really, right? And a violent one at that. And, you know, insurrection is not a word that's been in our sort of modern political vocabulary, but neither was sedition. The Justice Department is now in the midst of its second seditious conspiracy trial, I believe, as of today. I am going to be digging in very, very carefully to see what, you know, the panel thinks is its evidence on the insurrection, insurrection charge. But, you know, that would be even more unprecedented than all the rest.
Mm-hmm. Ankush Karduri is a former federal prosecutor. Thank you, sir, once again.
Thank you.